Hello and welcome to the brand new podcast service, Acting Obvious, brought to you by Avenue Management and hosted by me, Alan Metizade. Acting Obvious will cover a range of topics which will hopefully help performers feel better prepared and more confident working in today's industry. Some of the information covered in these podcasts might be pretty obvious, hence the name, but some of it might not. In any case, if just one person takes away just one thing they didn't already know, this podcast will have been a success. So in this episode, we're going to talk about headshots. Headshots are, simply put, and you already know this, a photo of your face. It's important because it's the very first thing a casting director or a member of a creative team is going to notice when they're browsing Spotlight. They are looking generally for someone who looks the part. That may seem obvious, but they're also looking for more than that. Quite often, they're looking for a story. Do your eyes tell a story? Do your eyes express something? So it's really important that you have a very good headshot. It's the very first thing they're going to see, and you want to stand out. They're generally browsing through a sea of headshots, and you want yours to be the one they click on. So when you're having your headshots done, there are things to avoid. Firstly, go to a professional. Do not try and do it yourself unless you are a fantastic photographer with great kit and you're great at taking photos of yourself. Do not try and do it yourself. As an agent, I often get sent submissions for representation where the person has clearly taken a selfie and tried to use that as a headshot. Needless to say, and as callous as this might sound, they get deleted. Your headshot is so important, you have to invest in a good headshot. Is it worth going to a professional who charges several hundred pounds? Yes, absolutely. They charge hundreds of pounds for a reason. They're good at what they do, the quality is fantastic, their editing is good, and they'll know how to get the best pictures out of you. Whether that be using music, their pets, jokes, making you think of silly words, they know what to do and what to say to get you to think so that they can get the very best headshot for you. They want to give you the best headshots possible because that's how they get more business. If your photos are good, then you're likely to have friends, colleagues who will say, oh, who did your headshot? Right, great, I'll go to them. Now, when it comes to picking a photographer, it's not as simple as who's got the most customers. It's not as simple as who is my favourite celebrity photoed by. It's not as simple as who charges the most money. It really is important that you find the person who is going to take the right sort of photograph for you and the direction you want to go in as a professional. Now, what I mean is there are some headshot photographers who are fantastic at taking headshots that are great for screen work. There are some that are fantastic at taking photos that are great for commercials. And there are some that are great at taking photos that are good for musical theatre or stage in general. And then there are some that are great at everything. But have a look at their website. Have a look at their Instagram. Don't just look at the first ones that come up. Really do your investigations, because obviously a lot of photographers are just going to put the ones at the top first that are their best. Have a really, really good look at their photos in general. Now, it's important to look at the sort of work that they do in terms of the images they get. Do they use shadows? Do they use exteriors? And we'll come to all that later on. Do you know anyone who's actually been to them and had photos taken by them? And if you do, ask. Find out if how they got on. Find out if they enjoyed the experience as much as anything else. And find out if they were happy with their photos. Another thing to look at when you're browsing a website or an Instagram page is, do people stand out or do they kind of blend in? Now, there are some photographers who will take photos and you will instantly know who that photographer is, but quite often it's for the wrong reasons. It's because their photos all look exactly the same and the people look very samey. Make sure that they make people stand out. It's important. You have to stand out. You want to be noticeable. Just as a couple of recommendations of really good headshot photographers, I would recommend looking at Nicholas Dorks, Chris Mann, Ruth Crafer, Headshot Box, and Mug Photography. They're all great, really good headshots. But again, very individual in style. So have a look and see what you think. On the day itself, once you've chosen a photographer, make sure you speak to them first so you can really get a feel for whether you think you'll get on with them. On the day, take a selection of different clothes. Now, my personal recommendation is to wear plain colours, plain looks. It's lovely to wear a denim jacket and a really bright shirt or top underneath. But again, you do not want people to be looking at your clothes. You want them to look at your face. I think a plain black top or white top works really well. So go for something really basic. Speak to the photographer. They may have some suggestions and other ideas. And of course, it's important to go with what they recommend as well. Essentially, you're going to pick the photos at the end anyway. But definitely go for basic and anything that the photographer recommends that you bring along. Avoid going really overboard on makeup and hair. Try not to wear too much makeup. If you do, it's a bit of a sign that the person in the photograph is heavily made up and not necessarily what you really look like. It's unlikely that a TV production, for example, is going to want you to have loads of makeup on if you're in a gritty drama set on a London council estate. They know what they can and can't do with hair and makeup. So keep it basic. A little bit of makeup is fine, but try not to go overboard on that. With regards to hair, if you can style your hair in a way that's really extravagant but takes you 3 hours to do, it's probably not worth doing for your headshots. It's unlikely you're going to be able to do it at 4 o'clock in the morning before you're on set. And if you're in a West End show, you'll probably possibly be wearing a wig. So just keep your hair nice and simple. If you have any blemishes on your skin, on your face, if they are permanent, don't ask to have them edited out. They are there. They are part of you. They're part of what makes you you. You do not need to be embarrassed. You do not need to be ashamed. You do not need to hide them. Plus, when you're cast, when you walk into the room, it may look as if you were trying to hide something. Obviously, if you've got a temporary breakout of spots, by all means, ask the photographer to edit them out. That's absolutely fine. They're not likely to be there when you go into an audition. But if it is something that is permanent or generally there, don't hide it. It's fine. It's who you are. On the day itself, make sure you arrive on time. Don't be late. Photographers often photograph several people in a day. They don't have time to wait for you. Make sure you don't arrive flustered. You don't want to be sweaty, hair all over the place, and already in a bad mood or stressed. You want it to be as relaxing and as comfortable as possible. And make sure you've booked enough time with the photographer. I know it's tempting to go for the cheaper option. Times are hard. Money is not easy to come by. But make sure you've booked yourself enough time for changes. If you want to, guys, if you want to change your beard or whatever, obviously you're not going to have time to grow one. But if you want to remove one, then that's absolutely fine with most photographers. Just book the time in. Now, some photographers will sit down with you straight after the shoot and will let you shortlist some photos you'd like them to send you for you to select from. Some may just send you the entire shoot, but start when you do get those the contact sheets, pick photographs that look like you, that have good light. You want your whole face to be lit. Try to avoid shadows. Try to avoid anything that looks particularly characterful. Try to get at least one neutral, simple photo of your face. One where maybe you look happy with a good smile, showing your teeth, for example, especially if you're interested in commercial work, and maybe one where you look a bit moody, a bit angry, whatever that might be, just something that gives you a bit of character. But try to avoid ones where you're laughing like a maniac or you look like a really miserable, unhappy person who nobody's going to like to work with. But yeah, try to avoid the shadows. Also, try to avoid busy backgrounds. There are so many headshots with loads of greenery in the background or industrial looking stuff in the background. If you notice that stuff in your headshot, you're noticing the wrong thing. All that you want to notice is your face. All you want the casting director to notice is your face. If there's a lot going on in the background or a lot going on in what you're wearing, the eyes are going to wander and they're not looking at you. So keep it simple. Now, once you've got your headshots, once you've picked three or four to have edited, get them on your spotlight. Have, if you're going to go to open auditions for anything such as cruises or musicals, have some hard copies to take along with you. But most importantly, absolutely imperative, make sure those pictures look like you. I hope that's helped. I hope you've got something out of the Headshot podcast. If you have any questions, drop me an email on alan@avenuemanagement.co.uk, or you can follow our Twitter @avenuemanage. Thank you very much and enjoy.